T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in health. The CDC released new guidelines this past week for individuals who are fully vaccinated.
President Biden asked all Americans to wear masks for his first 100 days in office, and now his administration is relaxing some of those recommendations.
When you are fully vaccinated, you can return to many activities safely, and most of them outdoors and unmasked.
Fully vaccinated people can now take off masks while exercising outdoors, attending small outdoor gatherings with a mixture of people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated, and dining at outdoor restaurants with friends from multiple households.
CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand.
The CDC is still recommending people wear masks when indoors or at an outdoor setting or venue that requires masks, also at crowded outdoor events such as concerts, and at small indoor gatherings where unvaccinated people are present.
We know that the virus spreads very well indoors. Until more people are vaccinated, and while we still have more than 50,000 cases a day, mask use indoors will provide extra protection.
The CDC is also out with new guidelines for summer camps.
The CDC says campers, staff, and visitors should wear masks with exceptions for eating, drinking, and swimming, and for those with breathing difficulties. The agency says anybody at a sleepaway camp should be vaccinated if eligible. Physical distancing, good hygiene, outdoor activities, all among the guidelines, with well-ventilated areas when activities have to go indoors. The agency says campers shouldn't share toys or game equipment and should have their own storage areas. Peter King, CBS News.
The White House is restricting travel with India to help prevent the coronavirus from spreading here.
The policy begins May 4th. Similar restrictions are already in place for non-American citizens visiting the U.S. from places like South Africa and Brazil. The White House says it's following advice from the CDC because of the overwhelming number of COVID-19 cases in India and multiple variants circulating in the country.
A new attempt to try to ban menthol cigarettes.
The Food and Drug Administration says banning menthol cigarettes will save hundreds of thousands of lives. The agency announcing it will try again to end sales of the mint-flavored tobacco that is most popular among black smokers.
Today's news was absolutely huge.
Del Monte Jefferson's health nonprofit has pushed for a ban for more than 30 years, saying the tobacco industry targets communities of color. 85% of black smokers buy menthol.
Menthol is cooler. It's soother. It makes the tobacco poison go down easier because it's not as harsh.
Many more people could benefit from blood pressure lowering medications.
Blood pressure lowering medication can prevent serious cardiovascular conditions such as strokes, heart failure, and heart attacks, even in adults with normal blood pressure. That's according to new research published in The Lancet. The authors concluded that such medication should be viewed as an effective tool for preventing cardiovascular disease in people at increased risk of developing heart disease or having a stroke. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in health. I'm Fred Bottomer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.